In this episode, we go over how to actually utilize career services. Welcome to Declassified College, a podcast where we give you all the cheat codes needed to pass this level in your life. Each week, we share three short episodes filled with clips of our interviews with students from across the United States and occasionally an interview with an industry expert to answer all of your questions about attending university. College can be what sets you up for a prosperous career, or it can be the 4 years that when you look back on it, you wish that you did it different. We're here to make sure that you have all the information so that by the time you walk across that stage, you're ready for the so-called real world that the boomers love to talk about. My name is Justin Nguyen, and it's about time we declassified college. If you follow my content on LinkedIn, you probably know that I have a real love-hate relationship when it comes to career services. On one hand, I totally understand the student's perspective of when you go to career services, it can feel like you're just getting a cookie cutter resume, you're trying to get pushed out the door, and there's not some real personalization there. And yes, that can happen. It really depends on the advisor that you get. But on the career services side, which I've started to learn a little bit more about as since I've graduated in December 2018, started to see that there are some problems that career services has to kind of work around that the student doesn't necessarily see. For instance, they're not miracle makers, right? If you're a senior, you have no work experience, no internship experience, and you come in your last semester, chances are it's going to be really hard to place you into a job. And that happens a lot, and that's on the student's fault. The other thing is career services are tends to be very underfunded, right? I know personally at the UCF one, I think we have 7 or 8 dedicated career service employees for like the general UCF population, and our total student population is over 70,000 students. Obviously, not every student runs through career services, but 10,000 students per career service officer, if you want to call them that, that's a pretty insane ratio. But today isn't to bash career services or anything like that. I want to show you how to navigate career services, especially if you're early on in your college career. And then I'll touch upon if you're a senior or a late junior, how you can actually utilize career services to your advantage as well. So starting off, you're a freshman, you're a sophomore, you're early in your career. The best thing that you can do is get started right now. Because there's more opportunities available to you, right? You'll be that motivated freshman or sophomore that's looking for an internship, looking for a co-op, looking for a job early on in their career. And that only helps the career service representative because they can show that to all of their connections in the industries of whatever you're trying to get into. So the second pro of really starting early is the ability to build a really good relationship with your career service advisor. And what I mean by that is I'll tell you in a little story about how I built a really close relationship with one of my career coaches at UCF. So at UCF, we have this thing called career coaches. And for the specifically for the College of Business, you get assigned one, I believe, based upon your major. And each person that is a career coach, they're specialized in a specific industry. And mine was in finance. And I was having a really tough time finding an internship. Like I had a near 4.0. I was a part of as many clubs as I could be a part of. I was literally doing everything that I was told to do growing up. But for some reason, every time that I went to go apply online, I think I applied to 50 plus internships. I couldn't even get a call back. I would just get straight denial letters or just left unread and never even heard back from the recruiter. So I would go to this career coach every single week. Literally every week for about 2 months, and we were trying to figure out what was going on, and he couldn't even figure it out either. So what ended up happening is he was so sick and tired of seeing me get rejected that he became my champion, and he went over to the Lockheed Martin office at UCF and talked to the director and was like, hey, the next position that you have in finance, you need to hire this guy. And what happened in about a month after that meeting, I went into an interview and I got an internship. I got a co-op, actually. It was really well paid. It was for Lockheed Martin, which is a household name. It's a Fortune 150 company, I believe, maybe even Fortune 100. And it really started off my career really well after that because I was able to leverage the Lockheed name on my resume. There's a lot of good experiences that I had from there, connections that I made. Like I said, it catapulted the rest of my college career in terms of work experience. So you might be asking, okay, but Justin, I'm a junior, I'm a senior, I wasn't necessarily that all-star student. How do I use career services to my advantage? And the best thing that you can do if you're that late senior or that late junior is A, start now, right? Build that relationship with that career advisor. Go to them every single week because you're going to differentiate yourself. I'll tell you exactly what most seniors do in this position. They will go to career services. They'll go for a day, right? For that 1 hour meeting. Nothing will really come out of it because it's A, the first meeting and your resume is probably formatted really bad. So they'll just end up not going back ever again, or they'll wait till the last week of the semester. What you need to do is start in the second week of the semester. So after everyone goes the first week, go to the second week and come back every single week or even twice a week, whatever your schedule can kind of hold. And you might think like, Justin, that's a lot of time to commit to going to career services. And I'm like, yeah, it is. But do you want to end up having a job at the end of the year where you might be making $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000? Or do you want to keep working at that minimum wage job or making $13, $14 an hour when you graduate? The chances are you probably want to be in situation A and you want that really well-paid job because you've been working your butt off to get that degree. You want to see the payoff at the end. You don't want to be one of the students where they walk across that stage and then they're like, well, holy crap, what do I do next? This is what you need to do when you're that senior. Go to them every single week. It might be a little annoying, but I guarantee you it'll pay off in the end because that person on the other side of the table will become your champion. And for me, that's what career services is all about. Being able to find that one person that becomes your champion to help you find that career once you graduate. I think the stat is something staggering, like 70 to 80% of jobs are never even posted onto job boards such as LinkedIn, Monster.com, Indeed.com, etc. So it's like, how do you find those people? How do you find that open door for you to walk into if you don't even know where to look? That's where your champion and your career service advisor really plays a huge part in your career development. They know all the right people. They know the managing directors, the hiring managers, the recruiters, etc. They're the connectors in all of this, and they won't connect you unless you've built a personal relationship with them and you've shown that you've got the skills to pay the bills. So whether you're that senior that hasn't really thought about what he or she wants to do later on in life, or you're the all-star freshman that's been killing it ever since you were a senior in high school, you need to start building that relationship with that career service advisor right now. Another day, another cheat code, and you're on your way to defeating the level that we like to call college. If you've liked any of the cheat codes that we've given out, please hit that subscribe button and give us a review on iTunes. Each review helps us grow and make sure that more people learn these tips. We love to hear from you all, so make sure you check out our website, www.getyourgrindup.com, and follow us on all social media platforms at getyourgrindup. That's GETCHOGRINDUP. So until next time, peace. Knockout. You.